Module 6, Going Deeper with the Master Jump. Reaching the Master Jumper level, you'll start your day with a jump into a parallel where a twin self has already completed the same day, and that self will be going over the things that you did that day. This accomplishes two things. One, it gets you more into the master mode of quantum jumping, and two, you will find yourself expecting things that happen during the day. By doing that, whether the outcome is as you have foreseen through your twin self or different, you'll find a new energy for every day. As you progress, you'll find that by getting with your twin self and going over the day, you'll stimulate clairvoyance and intuition. After using this mode on a daily basis for a while, you'll begin to control your day to the point where your confidence and self-esteem will grow, and you'll find yourself attracting the things you want to happen. The Master Jumper uses jumping to a twin self to set goals for the day, for the week, and for the month. Joe Garcia is a painter, a house painter, who worked in constructive painting, construction painting, painting new homes for a major builder in the Bay Area of California. And then the recession hit in the United States, and in 2007 he found fewer and fewer jobs. He left the union after 3 months of no work, and a bit depressed, he sat around the house imitating a couch potato. Having been through an earlier class of mine, he was aware of the procedures of jumping. He found them interesting, but he'd never felt the need to do any of the meditations. After sitting around the house, watching television, reading, taking walks around the block, Joe figured one day, what the heck, I may as well try a quantum jump. It can't hurt. He didn't even know what he would be jumping for or to. He remembered the master meditation. One day, alone in the house, he sat quietly and went deep into the alpha level of mind. He imagined the quantum door in front of him. At that point, Joe wondered what he would find when he did make the jump. What could a twin self tell him? If the premise was correct, then he was a doctor, a lawyer, an actor, a judge, and a million other things. But how would that help him? He didn't want to be any of those things. He was a painter. So where should he go? For him, the jump was a big question mark. But he had nothing better to do. And so he mentally opened the door and he strolled through. He thought for a minute that he'd switched into the daydreaming mode. Because there in front of him, he imagined that he saw a man sitting on a swing, like a child's swing. There were two of them, and the man, who turned out to be Joe's twin self, motioned to the other swing alongside. They sat that way for a moment, and Joe reported that they didn't speak, just slowly kind of swung a few feet forward and a few feet back. He just let the daydream take place, and after a bit, he thought he heard his twin self say, "Paint a wall free." Now, that didn't make any sense, but he was deep into the meditation, and he asked his twin self, "What do you mean, free?" That was it. There was nothing more. Joe stayed in the meditation, swinging, having his pleasant daydream for a few more minutes, and then he came up from his alpha level to mull over the words of his doppelganger, "Paint a wall free." What in the world did that mean? But with that in the back of his mind, he went to the newspaper and he looked through the services directory of the Help Wanted ads. And he saw there were 10 ads from painters who were offering their services. Lots of them were out of work as well. He decided to put his own ad in, and suddenly the thought came to him. He got out a pencil and a piece of paper, and he wrote a headline, "I will paint your wall free." And under it, he put the body of the ad. "Painter with many years of experience will paint one wall of your room free of charge. If you like my work, I'll paint the rest of the walls for a modest price. If you don't, you've got a wall painted free. Well, Joe told me he didn't know how many calls the other painters got, but he had so many calls that he eventually had to hire two other painters to help him with the work. To get those other painters, he went into a master meditation once again, and this time with the intention of seeing a twin self who was a good goal setter. He did, and he started setting all kinds of goals for himself. He set a goal to have three painters working for him steady, and that was for 3 months from the time he started. After that, he set yearly goals with his twin self. Well, needless to say, Joe no longer relied on him, on an employer for work. He was no longer an employee. He was the employer now. He was stimulated and motivated by his counterparts. I've heard a lot of similar stories from graduates of the seminars I've presented over the years. Occasionally, someone will ask if they're really going into a parallel universe, and are they really talking to a twin self? My answer is always the same. What's the difference? If it works, it works. When it works, it works. If it's working, don't fix it. Quantum jumping stimulates, invigorates, energizes, and motivates. And that's where the power is. The next module will direct you to a master meditation, deeper than the novice meditation, and a whole lot deeper than the basic meditation. This time, you'll be guided to a twin self who's already been successful with what you want to be a success with. So then, before you do the next meditation, what is it that you want to be successful doing? If nothing comes to mind at the present, then go to your twin self who's already completed doing whatever you will be doing that day and allow your twin self to tell you about the things you did or will do that day. For now, find a quiet place where you'll be alone for, 10 minutes or so, and I will help you to go and guide you through a master meditation. Relax. You may begin with the next module anytime you wish.